Hashem Yisbarach, our first fascinating topic for halacha from the daily daf, from Daf Chav Gimel, in the sugyas again of Neros Chanukah, is a fascinating question of whether a soldier or a traveler has to light Chanukah menorah. The whole discussion really starts from Rashi on our Amud, not from the Gemara, but Rashi in Dibur HaMaschil Haroa describes someone who has not lit a menorah, but he sees a menorah and he makes the Berachas Haroah of Shas Nisim Lavasenu. Rashi includes the Bar Maschel Haroah. Dulo huskagu brachas hu el mishlo hidluk bebeis ha'adayin, someone who hasn't lent at home, o liyoshev besvina, or someone who is on a boat. Comes along Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Mikroi Kodesh, Chanukah Simin Yudches, and is medayik, and this is what the Maharsham as well writes in his Shuvas, in Chelik Dalad Simin Kuf Memvav, that the reason why the individual didn't light in the ship is because the ship was an area that does not resemble a home. And the Chiyuv of Neros Chanukah is only if someone is in an area that resembles a house. In fact, that fits in beautifully with the Lashon HaRambam. Beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam writes, Mitzvasa kol bayis ubayis. The chiyuv is on every home. Jumping to the halacha lemaisa, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank then says that in Tavshin Lamed Dalet, he was asked about soldiers, Israeli soldiers who were defending Eretz Yisrael, who were on the front, and they wanted to know if they should light Chanukah menorah. So he said it depends. If they're in an area that they're covered, and resembles a dwelling, even if it's not a five-star hotel, and most definitely is not in the sand dunes of the Negev and in the hills of the north of Eretz Yisrael, but if they are covered in something that resembles a bayis, then they would be chayiv, even if it's a bayis that's fit for a nomad. However, if they are in the front, on the ground, in trenches, in such a case, there would be no chiyuv whatsoever. Mikrei Kodesh goes on to say that the poskim earlier, like the Maharsham and others, had pointed out that when Rashi says a ship, he's not talking about today's cruises or even today's ships that have rooms and so on. It could very well be if a person has a room on a ship, he is going to be chayiv. There is a different approach from the Tzitz Eliezer. But Tzitz Eliezer says that is not Rashi's kavana when he speaks about someone on a ship. He doesn't mean someone on a ship didn't light menorah because he wasn't chayiv because he didn't have a room. Rather, he was on a ship, he didn't have candles. He didn't have other materials to be able to light a menorah. The Tzitz Eliezer therefore concludes in that Simin Chelik Tezvov Simin Chavtes Ulezos Pachros Halacha Bazel Nir Lenistaiti Shechayovim Lahaduk Ner Chanukah Kishi Yishenim Bechutz Al Pnei Asada. Whoever is traveling or a soldier would have a chiyuv to do his best to light a menorah. In learning the sugya with you, the pashto seems to me like the approach of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, and this is, as I see in the Sefer Mitzvah Ner Ishu Beiso, the approach that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach as well suggested, with a fascinating nuance. A letter is quoted on page Tzadi Dalet from Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer Mitzvah Ner Ishu Beiso by Rav Schlesinger, where Rav Shlomo Zalman says the following. He says the Dover Poshet, the Ner Chanukah is a Chovas Habayis. However, even though it's a Chovas Habayis, as we see from the Rashi in regards to Svina, Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's also a Chovas Hagavra. In other words, it's a Chiyuv on the one hand of the house, yet after Chazal were Mesakin it, they're Mesakin it as a Maisa that's supposed to be done by the Bnei Habayis. And for that reason, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, what happens if a candle was lit by someone else without the Rishus of the Baal Habayis, without the Shlichus of the Baal Habayis, then it hasn't even fulfilled the Chovas Habayis. So Rav Shlomo Zalman claims that it's both. It's both the Chovas Habayis as well as the Chovas Hagavra, but the only place that there is a mitzvah to light is actually a Habayis, and therefore, presumably, Rav Shlomo Zalman held and I discussed this many years ago with Rav Nevinsel, that Rav Shlomo Zalman would feel that a soldier on the field, if he was not in a house, would not have a chiyuv. Parenthetically, we had mentioned in yesterday's Devar Halacha from the Daf that there is a discussion, how could the Bnei Habayis light with a bracha if at the end of the day the core chiyuv is ner issue based? So we said Rabbi Akiva Eger's approach in the tshuva that almost no one follows, that the Bnei Habayis should have in mind not to be yotzei. Possibly Rav Shlomo Zalman's approach, taking in mind what we said from the Sfas Emes yesterday, that originally it's a Chovas HaBayis, but then it was instituted as a Chovas HaGavra, Kol Echad VeEchad. It could very well be that there was a Chovas HaGavra that was instituted on every individual, even if there was a candle that was lit in their house, even by their father, even by the Baal HaBayis. Nevertheless, there's also an independent Chovas HaGavra on every individual to light, if he's in a house. According to the Tzitz Eliezer, even if he's not in the house, he would have a chiyuv, but it seemed the rayas were closer to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. One of the rayas that the Rav Lezer Waldenberg brings is from the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Aruch HaShulchan said that l'chatchila one should try to light even if one is going on a train. Waldenberg thinks that a train doesn't resemble bias at all. It's moving, etc., etc. L'chura, one could differentiate and say no, that a nice train, if of course it's not a safety hazard, and that's a big if of course, then in such a case the individual can light because it's a makom, like the Marisham said, as long as it resembles a house, that's enough to be considered a bais. The Tzitz Eliezer assumed that the Aruch HaShulchan was like on his side, because he says it's not a bais, it's moving, so on that Bechura, one could be mefakpek, even if it's moving, at the end of the day, if inside it resembles a bias, so then it could very well be that even the Aruch HaShulchan holds that lechatchila, it's a chovas habayis. Our second topic, lahalacha, is the notion of achsenoi chayiv b'ner Chanukah. If someone is a guest, he's chayiv b'ner Chanukah, and the Gemara says that Rav was mishtatef with a pruta, and thereby included himself in the house. How we understand the idea that Rav included himself in the house by being mishtatef with a pruta dovetails beautifully with what we spoke about earlier, according to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rav Yosef Dov Alevi Soloveitchik learned that the sugya on Daf Chav Gimel Amrav, this is quoted in B'ikvei Hatzon of Rav Shechter, Shlita, that the idea that the Achsenoi joins a pruta is not so simply that he would be included in the Maisa Hadlaka itself. However, Rav Soloveitchik argued, if he's not mishtatev a pruta, then he's not considered one of the home. In order to be chayiv in Ner Chanukah, as we mentioned earlier, you have to be connected to the bayis. Is it simply enough to be standing in the bayis to be connected to the Chovas HaBayis? Well, Rav Soloveitchik argued that our sugya was being mechadesh that no, in order to be included in the Chovas HaBayis, the Achsenoi should give a pruta. It is for this reason, one could argue, that even if one has one's own candle, it's not enough to simply light as a guest in your friend's house, because you're not included in the Bayis itself. In order to be bechlal habayis, to be included in the house, you have to be a chelek of that mishpacha, and therefore you could be one of the bnei habayis to be mekayim the mahadrin. But if you're not mishtatev bepruta, so then in such a case you're not included as one of the bnei habayis. If that's so, that would mean that everybody, when they are a guest on Chanukah, whether they bring their own menorah to be mekayim the mitzvah mahadrin, or they're being yotze with the Baal HaBayis, they'll have to be mishtatef with the pruta. You're not only being mishtatef with the pruta so as to be included in the maisa hadlaka of the Baal HaBayis, but to be included in the bayis itself. It seems to me that this approach of Rav Soloveitchik here is a case where the two traditions that I've been zoche to receive from my great Rabbeim, one the Mesorah from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, from Rav Nevinsel, and the other the Mesorah from Rav Braunspiegel, Rav Schechter, Rav Tversky, Rav Rosenzweig, from Rav Soloveitchik seem to go against each other. Rav Nevenzal raises in his Ha'ara in the Mishnah Berurah, and in fact, this is also found, as he makes reference to, in the Halicha Shlomo in Perek Tezvav, Dvar Halacha Yud Gimel, Os Yud Gimel, Rav Shlomo Zalman was bothered, how could it simply be, as the Mishnah Berurah describes in Tuf Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Gimel, that if a person adds a little bit of oil to the candle of the Baal HaBayis, that he'll be Yotze with the mitzvah. The core mitzvah is only the first half hour. And therefore, everything afterwards is only extra. If it's only extra, then he didn't include himself in the core achiyuv. This is Rav Nevenzal's language, Tsarachiyun, Ma Moel Ma Ishemosev Balabai Shemin, Hareim Kolsa Regal Menashuk, the Gambane Abayas, Ein Mabayas, if the oil is being added when people are not in the house, in other words, he already had enough oil in it for when people are in the house, and when people leave, that's the extra oil that the guest added, or the guest added oil for when people are no longer in the street, Ein Inyan B'Tosefes Hadlaka, then there isn't any addition that he's giving for the hadlaka. Rav Shlomo Zalman also asks this kashan, he leaves off with a tzarachiyun. However, Rav Nevenzal gives an eitzah. Rav Nevenzal suggests, Vim came l'chor Yosef Shemin for Yosim Psilos Avos, Debazem Mosef Ora. He suggested that not only should the guest add to the Baal HaBayis oil, but he should also add thicker wicks, and thereby making a nicer candle. It seems that Rav Shlomo Zalman and his great Talmud Rav Nevenzal are both assuming that the idea of the Achsanoi is to simply join in to the lighting of the Baal HaBayis, and therefore, if he lights his own menorah, it could be that he does not have to be Mishtatev Apruta. I once discussed this with Rav Nevenzal, but I don't remember the maskana. I have to ask again, Bezer Hashem, before this Chanukah. According to Rav Soloveitchik, the way as Rav Shechter presents it, all of Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Nevenzal's problems fall away. The idea of being Mishtatev is not that it's considered Yesh Breira V'Amevin Yavin, that the fellow added a little bit into the Shemen, and that's considered as if he's part of the Hadlaka. No! He added to the Baal HaBayis, he showed that he was Mishtatev in his home, with a pruta, lav dafka to the shemen itself, to the candle itself, and therefore he's included in the hadlaka of the Baal HaBayis, just like the other of the Bnei HaBayis. So therefore, Rabosai, we have two nafkaminas lahalacha according to the two different havanas of these two great mesoras. Number one, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Nevenzal argued, one needs to add something to the candle of the Baal HaBayis if you're not going to light your own menorah. Number two, and this I leave off as a question, could it be that according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, you don't, and Rav Nevenzal, you don't need to give a pruta if you are lighting your own menorah? Of course, you need permission for the Baal HaBayis, but there's no requirement to be mishtatev. According to Rav Soloveitchik, that would not be correct. According to Rav Soloveitchik, you need to be mishtatev to the Chovas HaBayis as being part of the Bayis in order to be included of someone who has a Bayis, as we spoke about before in the first section. Neros Chanukah is a Chovas HaBayis. To be included in that Chovas HaBayis, you need to be mishtatev a pruta, and there is no need for you to add something that improves the quality of the candle by simply being connected to the bias, that is going to be enough. We leave off with these nafkaminas. Obviously, unless one is a direct Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik, and our Havana of Rav Soloveitchik's position is correct, one should try to be Mekayim Rav Nevenzal's point, yet at the same time, maybe to be Choshesh for the position of Rav Soloveitchik, to be Mishtatev Apruta, to be included as part of the Bnei HaBayis. This, Bezer Hashem, concludes the Halacha topics from Daf Chav Gimel.